towards the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Welcome, very dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for gathering here together today in this practice of the nature meditations. Hazrat Inayat Khan teaches us that although there are numberless religions in the world, all are the expression of one religion. And this religion is nature's religion. In a few moments, we will hear a selection from a teaching by our master, Hazrat Inayat Khan, on nature's religion, which expresses these very sentiments. Before we begin, let's take a moment to review the practice and the format of the nature meditation. First, we will hear a few paragraphs from the sacred reading titled Nature's Religion, which can be found in the Sufi Message volume, In an Eastern Rose Garden. After the sacred reading, we will share a very brief silence together, holding the sacredness of the space. Then, all those who are present will be kindly invited to the back of the sanctuary where you can select a nature meditation for your practice. They will be provided on small strips of paper in baskets at the back of the sanctuary. You will also find a little present in these baskets, a little small silver present, which is a sweet chocolate kiss from the American ladies. So please take one of those as well. After you have received your nature meditation, you are welcome to proceed outside in this beautiful, contemplative environment, and you are also welcome to remain here within the sanctuary if you would like to hold an inner concentration of an aspect of nature that resonates with you and with your nature meditation. The nature meditation's practice is performed on the breath. When you receive your strip of paper, you will see two lines of text on it. One of the lines will have regular type, which has letters going up and down. This indicates an inhalation of the breath. Another line will be in italics, or slanted type. This indicates an exhalation of the breath. For your ease, these words inhalation and exhalation are also included on the paper, in parentheses, next to each of the lines. After approximately 15 minutes, you will hear a gong, which indicates that it is time to return here to the sanctuary, where we will continue with the practice of the nature meditations by taking some time to share together. Let us now hear the words of our master, Hazrat Inayat Khan, on the topic Nature's Religion, found in the Sufi Message volume in an eastern rose garden. Although it is no exaggeration to say that there are numberless religions in the world, and every religion has so many different sects and churches and chapels, that life is not long enough to study them. Indeed, it would be impossible even to count them in one lifetime. Yet, that which should really be studied proves to be something very different. For the thinker perceives that these many religions have sprung out of one religion. Religion may begin in the East or in the West, in the South or in the North, yet it will always end in many religions. The more we ponder upon how all can have come from one, the plainer becomes the fact that all are expressions of one religion. And this religion is nature's religion. How wonderful is the sight that is given to us. How marvelous is the mind. How great a treasure is the light of the soul. If we only knew the value of our life, the value of our soul, we would take the precious time, we would give the precious time that is ours to keen observation and calm perception. Combining the attitude of the student with the care of a scientist. It is then that we awaken to the religion of nature, which is the only religion. And the more we understand it, the greater our life becomes. And finally, let us never forget the words of the third Sufi thought. There is one holy book, the sacred manuscript of nature, which truly enlightens all beings, which truly enlightens all readers. Now, let us proceed. May your heart and soul be truly enlightened by this practice.